everyone. I'm Dan Alberts, and welcome back to the Countdown to Kickoff by Roselot Financial. And we're joined with Jake Andriadis, who is in the Anderson Hall of Fame. And Jake, we always start off by talking to the guys and asking them, you know, the year they graduated and what position they played. So why don't you go ahead and let everybody know when you played.
Sure. Well, it's great to be here, Dan. I really appreciate you having me on. Class of 1995 to the last season was in 94, and I got the privilege to play with the great Jimmy Alberts, your little brother, and I played running back, tailback, so great, in the Vince Furiano era.
Yeah, and we've always talked about just that era with Vince. A lot of the guys we talk about, I obviously played back in the day with your brother, and things weren't that great, but just talk a little bit about playing with Coach Soriano and some of the guys that you've played with and how close you guys are still to this day.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, friends for life for sure, but one thing, and I think your brother was there with me as well, you know, we started off as ball boys in 1987 when Vince first came in. I think he was coming from Caddis or Martins Ferry.
Yep.
And, you and I were just talking off here about the Stowe era, and, you know, some of my older brothers played in that era, so I kind of grew up watching that. But then as Soriano came in, it was a change of mindset, and it became a football program. And, you know, it was every man, every day, and the lifting program, the off-season workouts. It was a quick turnaround, as you remember, and you know, the friends that I have built and fostered over the years are just still to this day my very best friends. So, you know, football, they say football teaches a lot about life, but and that's something that we carry on. The tradition, the Redskin tradition that we have, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, it is awesome. Talk a little, we always ask the guys, too, who are some of the guys that you remember either playing against or playing with? Is anybody that sticks out in your mind?
Well, I mean, I got to play with a bunch of great guys. So recently, and, you know, I was more or less of a tackling dummy on this, on the 1992 team, but those are the guys that I looked up to, you know, the Jason Drusso and Jason Bell and Joe Dunn and Jamie Mons and Nate Cosman, all those guys, and I could have listed them all off. There were 30 great seniors that showed us the way. And then before that, you know, my older brother Lou's class and, you know, all those great players before they kind of, you know, created that turnaround going from, you know, the 1 and 9 years back in the 80s and kind of turned it around. So, you know, those guys that I got to play with were guys that were just phenomenal. But then, you know, you hear the, you know, the Mark Edwards story, the Scott Stolman, guys that went on and did great things, you know, just great memories and really great football that we played back in the day.
You know, that had to have been an experience for you as a sophomore, backing up Jason Drusso and getting to actually play in that game that everybody always talks about as one of the games that no one will ever forget in Anderson history, is that the game at Galbert Field. Just describe that moment that you got that for you as a sophomore playing in that game.
Now, this would be the Princeton game or the
St. X game?
St. X game, yeah. So that was, I mean, you know, to this day, still get goosebumps. I think we ended up just being a couple inches short of that, of winning that year. And, you know, still, it's, you know, if anybody ever invents a time machine, you know, I'm going back up to, you know, Calvert Field 1992 would be one of the first stops that I make. So, but once again, the memories there are just, you know, unforgettable. And we've had, you know, great relationships. So we learned a lot about football and play on some really great teams and against some really great teams of players.
Absolutely. Well, we'll wrap this up here real quick, but let's talk about you are in the Anderson Hall of Fame, but I know recently, I think coming up this year, you're going to be inducted into the Youngstown Hall of Fame, and that is such an unbelievable, great honor for you. We're, you know, here in the Anderson community, we're very proud of you for doing that. Just talk a little bit about when that is going to be and what's going to be involved in that night.
Right. So that, and that is a huge honor, and of course, you know, nothing could beat the honor of being in the Anderson Hall of Fame, but you know, to take on the next step, going to Youngstown State and playing for, moving from Vince Soriano and the way he is to Jim Tressel was, you know, was just you know, two great figures in my life, you know, alongside with, you know, my father and probably my track coach, Andy Wolf. Probably those four guys in my life would have probably been the pillars of that made me who I am. So going on, playing for Coach Tressel, we were fortunate enough to really play on some really great teams, and we won a national championship in 1997, which was really exciting to be a part of, and you know, that was a year that we had, you know, personally had some great success, but more importantly, you know, when you put it together, and especially as close as we were in high school so many times, to put it together and really, you know, win the national championship, that's something that, you know, to this day, I still think about. I almost kind of look back and can't believe that it really happened. So from a Hall of Fame standpoint, I mean, honestly, as a running back, you're only as good as the people in front of you, and, you know, I've played with some All-American offensive linemen. The fullback, I know that the fullbacks that I played with have got to have, you know, post-concussion syndrome now as they kicked out the end on, you know, running the off-tackle power play. But it's coming up in November, and they're going to have a ceremony, and and it even makes it more special is that Coach Tressel, after his time at Ohio State, he's actually been selected as the YSU, the Youngstown State University president.
Yeah,
that's going to be special because he's going to be there, and it just makes it that much more important to me because, you know, he was my coach. Now he's going to be the president. He is the president of the university, and it's something that I'm honored and humbled to even be a part of. So I think we started this thing off back in 1987 as ball boys, me and your brother and Jason Bell and Curtis Lyons and those guys.
Yeah.
We've taken it all the way up to the Hall of Fame at Youngstown. So very special, very honored, and very humbled.
Well, you know, everybody here in Anderson is very happy for you. Not only is he as a football player, but as a man, you've got three children and beautiful wife. And, you know, so we're very happy with that. And your family alone, on a personal note for me, your dad's just an awesome, your family's just been a great family to our family. So we really appreciate the Andrea Davis family, and thank you for, you know.
No problem. I can tell you that I look at you guys, and I know all my brothers look at all of you and your brothers as other brothers. We got six boys in our family, but there's been so many extra brothers that we've added through the football family. And then one more thing, if I don't say something about, you mentioned my wife. You know, I took my national championship ring off, and then I put my wedding ring on, and that's really, you know, it's pretty serious. That's my new championship.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Dawn and I have been married about 5 years now. We've got three little girls, and very excited. I don't have a little running back yet. So I don't know. I keep reminding her we might have to go for a fourth, but I haven't caught up to Harry yet. But he's Well, thanks so much for having me, Dan. I really appreciate it.
All right, Jake, congratulations, and have fun when you get into the Hall of Fame.
Thanks so much.
All right, thanks. There's Jake Andriadis. Yes, there's Jake Andriadis joining us here on the Halftime Show. We'll be back right after this.